Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Okay, let's call the cops.
I did. They're 14 minutes away.
What? 14 minutes? Okay. Jason, give me the bat.
That's a clip from Us, Jordan Peele's latest movie. His directorial debut, Get Out, premiered in 2017 to rave reviews, and the satirical horror film earned Peele an Academy Award for Best Original Screenplay. Well, this weekend, Us opens up in theaters across the U.S., and it's already generated plenty of buzz at festivals like South by Southwest. And that's what we hear from Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and The Takeaway. Hi, Rafer.
Hi, Tanzina.
And we've also got Valerie Complex, a freelance writer covering cinema. So good to have you here in studio. Welcome to The Takeaway, Valerie.
What's up? How you doing?
What is this about, Valerie?
Oh, heck. If I'm going to be simple without giving away spoilers, it's a middle-class family who's, you know, confronted by their have-not doppelgangers. That's it. That's all I'm going to give you.
Rafer, how would you summarize it?
I would agree, although I think what's great about the film, very much like with Get Out as well, is that sort of basic premise, that's rather simple premise that you start with, gets progressively weirder and weirder.
Mm-hmm. Get Out is still with me. Big expectations here, right, Rafer? Like, what happens now? Will it stack up?
Right. It's hard to follow up one of these out of nowhere debuts that gets everyone very excited about you. You know, you're the hot young thing.
No pressure, right?
No pressure, right. But I think you saw early on the reviews out of South by Southwest were just glowing. People calling him the next Hitchcock, the next Spielberg. And I have to say for myself, I was very, very impressed with this film. It is, it's fantastic. It's just as interesting as Get Out. I think it reaches a little deeper in some ways, but it's pretty marvelous. And again, very unique, very different. Nothing else out there is like this.
Valerie, we were talking a little bit before the segment about what genre this really falls into. It's not, you don't consider it typically horror, right?
It is horror, but it just goes into another subcategory. And this is just, you know, another facet of horror that would be more psychological. We've seen those type of films throughout history, like with Rosemary's Baby and other films like it. And, you know, Jordan Peele is really carving out a career that's sort of all his own. I know he gets a lot of comparisons, but he's really doing something unique and sort of, you know, something that gives him, you know, the autonomy to sort of be allowed to create the stories that he wants.
And what makes it terrifying, if you will, made Get Out scary was for me, and I'm curious to know what you think about comparing this to Us, was that it was all the rest of it. It wasn't so much the horror itself as it was the sort of psychological, racial, social underpinnings that were happening there. Rafer, Get Out was a huge hit for Jordan. Does Us try to do something different?
I think it does. Get Out, of course, was very specifically about race and racism fears on that subject in America. This is, and he's been very explicit about this in interviews because there's been so much curiosity about it. He's been very explicit that this is not a film that's about color necessarily, although the family in the film is African-American. And there are some notes, some references to this in the film. But really, this is a film about one family confronting their doppelgangers, their doubles, who come after them. And I think this film reaches a lot deeper into a kind of class consciousness and not so much a color consciousness to me. Watching this film, this family, this sort of thwarted, stunted, perverted mirror image of this family that comes after this nice, affluent, all-American family, it made me think when I was watching it, like, this is almost the first Marxist horror film. Like, this is a real statement about, you know, the literal underground, because that's where they come from, the literal underdogs coming up and coming after us. And that's pretty interesting.
Valerie, I'm curious to know what you think about that, because when black characters, particularly in horror films, are A, almost non-existent, mm-hmm. B, almost first killed off. And mm-hmm. Now, what does Jordan Peele do here that's different? Because you interviewed him before that.
Right. I think what he does here is he puts a African-American or black family into a middle-class setting, which is not something that we normally hear about or see, probably because the middle class is shrinking in America. But African-American middle-class folks exist. And
does it to Rafer's point, does he, the tropes that come up, the racialized tropes that come up, for example, one of the strong black woman, like how does Jordan Peele really sort of challenge that in the film?
I think the way he challenges it is he sort of shows the stress of revolution and how, and I talked to him about this, and, you know, that was something that he mentioned was intentional, this sort of black woman superhero trope where you have a woman who is at the center of this revolution, which is something that you see in American society throughout. If you look at the, you know, Black Lives Matter movement, the creators are women. If you look at the Me Too movement, Tarana Burke is a black woman. And I think that that says a lot about how stressful that can be on a woman, and for a woman to go to protect, you know, how far she goes to protect her family, because Lupita Nyong'o's character, Adelaide, is pretty much in charge.
Valerie, you've written about how much you admire Lupita Nyong'o's performance, but you also talk about the kids in the movie. Tell me about that.
One of the things that I appreciate about Us specifically is sort of the ushering in of the creepy black child. We have many, many horror films and psychological films in general, like The Good Son or The Children of the Corn or Damien, where you see young children who are creepy, who are menacing, but you never see that with black children. You have Wes Craven's The People Under the Stairs. You have Candyman 2, Farewell to the Flesh, where you see young black children involved in horror, but they aren't the catalyst. They aren't the ones doing the violence. But in Us, you see that with the characters, like the young actress Madison Curry, who's at the beginning, who you'll see Shahidi Wright and Evan Alex. You know, their doppelgangers are menacing. They are creepy. They are scary. They are violent. And when you see black children in media, it's usually, you know, comedies or something where you see people in the ghetto, you know, and they're, you know, the victim of gang violence or something like that. But this is something that was also intentional. When I spoke to Jordan Peele, he was like, I wanted to do that because it was uncharted territory, as he put it. And he's right. And it hit me hard because, you know, I remember growing up as a kid and people thinking I was creepy because I had all of these, you know, different interests. They weren't anything crazy. I used to, like, watch anime and all these different things. I liked horror movies and stuff. But to see it on screen and to see young children that looked like me when I was growing up, I really enjoyed that aspect of the film. It freaked me out, since chills up my spine just thinking about it, but in a good way.
And I also want to bring up the idea that, like as Rafer said, a lot of people are comparing him to the next Hitchcock. You think he's carving out his own genre, mm-hmm. Jordan Peele. What? How do you make that distinction there?
I think I find that with a lot of directors, particularly of color, there's this rush for people to sort of compare them to others. And I don't know if that's because that makes them feel comfortable or whatever, but he's really doing something that no other director has done. Spielberg hasn't really put, you know, I love his films, but you don't see his films with a lot of black leads.
Mm. Particularly in this genre.
Particularly, right, in this genre.
We've got about 30 seconds left. Does Jordan Peele manage to balance this social commentary while also trying to entertain folks? Valerie, 2 seconds.
Yes.
Rafer.
Yes, I think he does. I think he does in an even deeper way, possibly, than he did in Get Out.
And do you think this is going to resonate, Valerie, with fans?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's going to disturb a lot of folks. It's going to have them thinking about it for days, maybe even weeks. I'm still thinking about it
months. I'm sure for months. Valerie Complex is a freelance writer covering cinema, and Rafer Guzman is film critic for Newsday and The Takeaway. Thanks to you both.
Thanks, Tanzina.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
And that's our show for today. Going out with a little more from the Us soundtrack. Thanks for listening. I'm Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway. Will somebody wear